And our next guests are part of a truly modern family, one with three parents and a baby. The family is made up of a straight married couple, Zeke Housefather and his wife, Avery Kent. They just had a baby, Octavia. And then there's a third parent, Zeke and Avery's longtime friend and a longtime friend of mine, David J., also known as DJ. They're all with us from San Francisco, where they live. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us on.
And Zeke and Avery, I want to start with you. Why did you, as the biological parents, decide that you wanted to have a third parent?
So we have been together about 7 years and have known David for pretty much that whole length of time. And unfortunately, we don't have a lot of family here in the Bay Area. And we knew, as entrepreneurs and people who value our careers and multifaceted parts of our lives, that when we decided to have a child, that we would want support and we would want to be part of a larger community in that effort, not only to help us, but also to help our daughter, or at that point, future child, have access and exposure to lots of different points of view and lots of really incredible people that we know. And so the process started many years ago with David in talking about how we may come together as a family. It didn't start with this idea of being co-parents.
Who brought up that idea for the first time?
I think it was Avery and myself. We were talking to DJ just broadly about how we'd involve him in our daughter's life, and we had been having conversations similar to that with a number of our friends trying to make them a chosen family of sorts. And, you know, we had this long conversation with DJ around exactly how he wanted to be involved. And, you know, at one point we're like, well, you know, there's sort of this range, you know, it could be as little as this or as much as this. And as the conversation sort of progressed, you know, we kind of realized that maybe it actually would work out really well to have him not just as sort of a supporting adult in our child's life, but as an equal parent.
And to be fair, Zeke, you brought it up first, but I was dropping hints. It was very much on my mind as a possibility that I wanted.
Well, and David, we should say you are asexual. You define yourself as asexual, but you are in a relationship with a woman in New York who's not part of this co-parenting situation.
Yes, that's correct. So for me, as an asexual person, I'd kind of always known I wanted kids, but felt it was pretty unlikely that I was going to have kids in a traditional way. And I've always formed really close, committed relationships with my friends, including friends that are couples. And so even when I was in my 20s and thinking about what might kids look like to me, the possibility that I might form a committed relationship with a couple and help them raise one or more children was really appealing to me. And then I met my partner in 2011, and it became pretty clear early on that she didn't want kids, and I really did. And so what I said to her was, look, I'm going to find a way to have kids in my life. If our relationship can be flexible, if we can each have the room to do what we need to do, then I'll find a way to have kids in my life, and you can make your own decision about whether or not you want to have kids. And what we wound up realizing was it makes a lot of sense for me to be a co-parent and for her to be a person in the child's life, but not to be primarily, you know, bottle feeding at 4 a.m.
And is that working for the two of you?
Yeah. So, well, right now we're long distance. So she's in New York. I'm here in San Francisco. We talk on the phone a few times a week. We text all the time. I'm sending back and forth baby pictures. Eventually, the plan is for her to move out here.
So, Zeke or Avery, as you were figuring out how to make this happen along with David, what kind of things were you thinking about? What were the concerns that came up?
So it was less about concerns and more about what were our values. So we really started this process about 3 years ago, so long before I was pregnant and pretty much shortly after Zeke and I had actually gotten married. And one of the frameworks that we found really helpful was thinking about time and what kind of commitments each of us would make around time, both with ourselves and with our child. Responsibility. So who is responsible for what? How do those decisions get made? We also looked at financial commitments and what would that look like in terms of financial agreements. And then finally, discipline and what were our theories and our values and our frameworks around that. And one of the processes that we did on a long weekend with more post-it notes than I can count was actually really each of us sharing and looking at our childhoods and what were the things that we loved that we really valued and want to carry forward into our family? What were the things that were not ideal and that we might want to avoid in the future? And what were things that were maybe missing that we wish we had had or that we've learned, you know, since then from other people about their experiences that we would want to include? And so by having that framework and that structure for what it meant to be family, it gave us this really safe container to explore that. And from there, we were able to progress the conversation in terms of what our involvement together would look like practically, logistically, and legally.
Right. You drew up a legal document, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're in the process of, in California, it is possible to have a third parent legally adopt a child. So we're in the process of pursuing third parent adoption, though we won't find out for maybe another year or so whether that goes through.
Yeah. And one of the main reasons to do that is, you know, we had all these conversations, and DJ could have been a parent in name, even if it wasn't legally recognized. But the reason we decided to go for a legal adoption is because even though he can make binding financial commitments to support the kid, he still has no legal rights as anything but a parent. So sort of the third-party adoption gives us a way to, you know, make sure that he has rights that go along with the responsibilities he's committing to in our daughter's life.
So I was thinking about the division of labor here, and you talked about how that was something you had to figure out. It makes sense during the day, or it might be easier during the day. What about that 3 a.m. feeding in the middle of the night?
So initially, Avery had to bear a lot of that responsibility because the baby had to, you know, breastfeed.
Right.
But ever since week three or so, you know, since we've been able to bottle feed her with stored breast milk, DJ's been able to help out for half the night. So we now divide the night into two shifts. Avery and I take one shift. He takes the other, either late or early. And in his shift, the baby is in his room, sleeping in a little bassinet there. And, you know, he bottle feeds her when she wakes up, changes her diaper, et cetera. So we get a lot better rested. And we also get to spend a lot more time, you know, together as a couple. You know, in some ways, I think it's really good for our relationship. A lot of our friends who've recently had children are, you know, fairly stressed out. Their relationships are, you know, it is complicated whenever you're dealing with something like that. Whereas we can take date nights once a week. We can, you know, sleep together without the baby for a good chunk of time. You know, it's really helpful.
Are there any downsides?
I think we had to put a lot of work into laying a lot of groundwork and how we wanted to communicate, how we wanted to make decisions together. Like, you know, you're turning a two-person complicated decision-making process into a three-person process. And that takes a lot of groundwork. It took years of building trust. It took us really kind of taking the script of parenting and holding it up on the wall and saying, okay, what about this do we want to keep? What about this we want to change? So I think it took a lot of intentionality, but that work is really paying off in that all of us get this beautiful, amazing child in our life and get a lot of support. I think a lot more support than most parents get.
Yeah. And at least, you know, as people who live in San Francisco, which isn't necessarily the most representative part of the country, arrangements like these aren't quite as unusual as they might be in other places.
Though I'd push back, you know, speaking as the person from Missouri here, that though kind of legal third parents are not as common, I think that raising kids in community that you really take the time and energy to build is as old as human history.
Yeah.
And we're just finding a new form of, you know, anyone who says, hey, I'm having a kid and I'm going to sit down with my friends and talk about how often they want to come by and have a relationship with this kid. And I think that the practice of community parenting is one that exists everywhere.
One of the things that I think gave me training wheels on this a little bit that helped the process was I'm a godmother to another little girl. And I saw the difference where I had two sets of friends who had babies pretty much around the same time. But in one relationship, I was really intentionally invited in. And when she was little, I was being taught how to feed her the bottle. I was changing her diapers when I was over. I was taught how to put her down for her naps. I was reading books to her. I was one of the first people to babysit her without other, you know, family around. And so there was just this real invitation to do the things that a parent would normally do. And so by experiencing that long before we were, you know, actually pregnant or even really talking about the timeline of becoming pregnant, I'd had that taste of the power of invitation and what that can mean with your friends, to ask them to be a part and to show them how to do that.
Now, it's one thing to co-parent a baby. What about when Octavia grows up? What are you thinking? I mean, she may decide that, you know, she wants to go to one of you to ask for permission for something after the others say no.
Oh, triangulation.
Right. Yeah, we have some communication back channels we've set up for that purpose.
Yes.
But one of the things that's been really important is figuring out our communication. So we, you know, have a weekly family meeting where we sit down and say, all right, what are the kinds of decisions we might have to make? What are the, you know, rules around TV when she gets old enough to know about that, so that we can make sure that our decisions are consistent.
Those are co-parents David J., Avery Kent, and Zeke Housefather. Their baby Octavia is just a couple of months old. Thanks so much to all of you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thanks.
And you can see a photo and read more about this modern family at hereandnow.org. And let us know, what do you think about co-parenting a child? Have you thought about it? Again, hereandnow.org.